Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. Air shows, where aircraft are exhibited, air races are run, and acrobatic demonstrations take place, are still staged in many venues around the world. But they used to be common occurrences in small towns across America. In the early days of flying, fixed-based operators and aviators would use air shows to bring people out to the local airfield and drum up business for the fledgling aviation industry. In 1931, Steve Schalbreck and C.P. Schmidt of Rhinelander Airways, in conjunction with the Oneida County Fair Association, organized one of these early air shows for the people of the North Woods. In September, over 1,000 invitations were sent out to airfields across the country in the hope of enticing pilots to come to the North Woods, show off their skills, and compete for some of the cash prizes being offered. There was some concern that the airfield would not be ready, as earlier in the summer, the Barnes' Circus had performed on the field and left it quite badly cut up. Nevertheless, Schalbreck assured everyone that the holes would be filled in and the field leveled off in time for the air show. The event was held on October 11, 1931, but unfortunately, bad weather prevented many pilots and aircraft from reaching the Rhinelander Air Show. Still, 16 aircraft did make it, with the largest being a trimotor and the smallest a glider. A much-anticipated autogyro was unable to appear due to the inclement weather. The weather did not dampen the spirits of local residents, and large crowds showed up to thrill to the display of aeronautical skills. Paul Snick, of the Fleet Aircraft Company of Buffalo, New York, traveled the greatest distance to participate. But it was Steve J. Whitman of Oshkosh, one of the greatest race pilots and aircraft designers of the era, who won the free-for-all race by an easy margin as his personally built Whitman midwing lapped all other contestants. Another star of the show that day was Virginia Whittlesey of Wisconsin Rapids. She easily kept pace with all the male pilots and thrilled the viewing crowd as the featured acrobatic stunt pilot of the day. Fortunately for football fans in attendance, the show organizers refrained from holding many featured events during the hours of 2 and 4 p.m. and handed pass-out checks to paid attendees so they could leave to watch the Rhinelander vs. Tomahawk football game, which was also scheduled for that day. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.